Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Hope you had a restful weekend and enjoying the summer sun. I'm going to begin today by looking at a passage from Sunday's liturgy, the second reading from Colossians chapter 1, because it in some ways ties into the scriptures the Lord is giving us, the church has given us in this upcoming week when the parables of Jesus are starting to be broken open, the parable of the sower and other things. So we're going to look into those this week. But I thought I'd start with this passage because St. Paul talks about the mysteries and the mysteries that were hidden. And the mystery of the kingdom is what he's talking about and what that means. And as we get into the week and look at the parables is Jesus' unique way to communicate the kingdom. And what he's doing is he's revealing the mystery of the kingdom to some people, and he's concealing it from other people. He's revealing it to those whose hearts are humble and receptive. And it's a mystery. It's a reality of God's plan and purpose that was hidden for ages and is now revealed. And Jesus has come to proclaim that kingdom and then to open up the realities of the kingdom. Remember the first thing he began to preach, you know, Matthew's gospel, Mark's gospel, the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus himself is the king of the kingdom. He's brought the kingdom and he now is beginning to teach. He has through the gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke in the synoptics using the parables in particular, he is unfolding the reality of what constitutes this kingdom and what's at the heart of it. And so that's what we'll be looking at this week. And hopefully we can have humble, receptive hearts, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can penetrate the mysteries of the kingdom. Because if you're baptized into Jesus, if you're in his church, in his body, you've literally entered into the mystery that was God the Father's plan for all ages, to unite human beings to his Son in the family of God, and to live under the rule and dominion of Jesus Christ our Lord. And that reality is not just something on a piece of paper or something just signed by a group of people like the Constitution of the United States or whatever. This is a living reality in which your baptism has brought you into. In your baptism, before baptism, you were alienated from God. You were alienated from the mysteries of God. And the mysteries, again, and they're not just like hidden Gnostic ideas. The mysteries that were hidden are realities, and realities that save us, that bring us into union with God. And that began for you, if you're baptized into Christ, in your baptism, when the life of God was born in you and you were born again, and the mystery became a reality and you began to live it in your life. It's the most important thing going on in you today. No matter what other fantastic things, and I hope there's a lot of wonderful things happening in your life these days, but everything in this world, as good as it is, and it should be welcomed, celebrated, it's part of life, it's part of God's plan, but the biggest thing that's happening in your life, that's literally happening in the planet, is human beings are being brought from death to life, and they're being brought into the living experience of the mystery that was hidden in the heart of God for all ages. So Paul, we're going to touch on that today. This is Colossians chapter 1, verse 24 through 28. Passage reads like this: "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the divine office which was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known." Now he's saying, to make the word of God fully known. And then he says this: "The mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now has been made manifest in the saints." That is the brothers and sisters who've come to faith. And the Jewish people, the Gentile people at this time that heard the gospel. So Paul's saying, the word of God, and in the word of God are the hidden mysteries of God. And the core of that hidden mystery is the good news about Jesus. It's the person of Jesus himself. It's the gospel. Gospel means good news. And it's those who received, whose hearts were, we'll see this week as the parables that Jesus uses come, We see who is able to receive the mysteries and who is not, and why and what are the consequences of receiving it or not receiving it. But here is Paul is talking about the mysteries. Now, mysteries that were not fully revealed in the Old Testament, but in the fullness of time, as Paul taught in Galatians, God sent forth his Son into the world to make this revelation a reality, to bring the fullness of the knowledge of God that's in the person of Jesus Christ to the world that had no access in it. And even the Jewish people, they were anticipating it. They had some insight into it for sure from the Old Testament, but it was anticipatory. It was pointing toward. There were mysteries that were unfolding in the Old Testament that pointed to a fullness that they didn't completely understand, but it was all opened up in Christ. But it's still hidden, we'll see, from the proud, from those with hardened hearts, from those who don't receive it wholeheartedly and want to walk in it. So we'll continue here. So Paul says then in verse 27, to them, that is the people who first received the gospel, he said, to them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles, that's all the non-Jewish people, are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. There he touches and he underlines, this is the central reality, the core. It doesn't get any bigger than this. This is the core of the mystery, and the mystery of faith, the mystery of Christianity, that even the Gentiles, he's saying here, were able to receive and share in this mystery. The mysteries were anticipated through God's promises, his covenant promises to the people of Israel, and they were beginning, they were brought into the life of God's people, but they were a people journeying with God to come to this place themselves, to be able to receive Jesus as Messiah and to see before their eyes a mystery, a reality that they had, again, some understanding of, but it was fully revealed and they were shocked at the reality of who Christ was and what he proclaimed and what he brought and what the Father's mysterious and amazing plan, the breathtaking plan, the awesome plan, that is unfolding and has unfolded in the person of Jesus and all those who are baptized into him. So again, verse 27 is the key here. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles, and we could say that among ourselves, how great among you and me and all those who have received Christ today in this life, how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery. So this mystery is full of a richness and a majesty and a great glory. And what is that mystery? Mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You have hope. This mystery reveals your destiny if you live and die in Christ. Because Christ, the mystery of the Father, Christ has entered into the glorious presence of God the Father in bodily form, in the body received from Our Lady. He entered in on our behalf as the second Adam into the presence of the glory of God, brought us home. Human beings made in the image and likeness of God, created for glory, to be in the relationship with the glorious ones, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the majestic, holy God. That's what we were created for. We fell from that glory. But Christ came to raise us to glory. And in Jesus, the human race now, and this is why he's referred to as the second Adam. He's siring a new race of people. And where Adam failed, Jesus Christ has won the victory. Adam failed to obey, and he fell. Jesus obeyed to the end. And he was raised from the dead, and he was raised into glory, and the human race now has a future, has a beginning, a new beginning, a new creation, and it's in Jesus. And so the passage is saying this, here's the mystery. Do you see the mystery? Ask the Holy Spirit to help you, friends, to open your eyes to the glory and majesty of Jesus and what the Father's accomplished in him. And God loves what he's created. He loves human beings. He loves these bodied persons, you know, embodied spirits, who we are. This is God's idea. And we're, because of Christ now, we can pass from death. We have a future. And we can enter into the Father's presence because the Son will make us holy. And the Son brings us to life and brings us to the Father. And we're going to be given glorified bodies, and we're going to be sharing in the glory that belongs to Jesus. That is so spectacular. It's the greatest thing ever. And it's in your future and my future, again, if we live and die in the Lord. So he's saying the mystery is Christ in you, and Christ in you is the source of your hope. It's the hope for glory. Christ is in you so you can have a real hope. Hope is the confidence that what God has promised for you is a reality. And what you see in the glorified life of Jesus at the right hand of the Father and a person in heaven in glory, now you have a share in his destiny. This is what the gospel brings. This is the good news, as the Germans say, Gut Spiel, right? Verse 28, him we proclaim, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man mature in Christ. For this I toil, striving with all the energy which he mightily inspires within me. So Paul's talking about, Paul's on fire. He is animated. He's ignited. He is fueled by the fire of the Holy Spirit, who has revealed to him and brought Paul into the fullness of this mystery. And it began for Paul on the road to Damascus, when he encountered the glorified Jesus Christ. And Jesus told him, he said, challenges to Paul, why are you persecuting me? Paul's like, what? What do you mean? Like, Paul was persecuting, you know, apostate Jews in his mind, right? Jews who were believing in a false Messiah. But Jesus revealed the mystery. He said, no, those you're persecuting, Paul. You're persecuting me when you persecute them. Why? Because we're one body. We're one new person. Christ the head, we're the body. This is how intimately united Jesus is to us. And here's the astounding reality, the mystery that's unfolding in our lives right now. Friends, the Holy Spirit wants to help us as we think and pray and meditate on the Word of God, listening to the teaching of this church and watching and meditating on the lives of the saints, those who really penetrated this in this life. They found, as the parable will say, down, I think next week we'll look at the treasure hidden in the field or the pearl of great price. They understood the treasure. And the treasure's not just out there. They came upon the treasure, which is Christ in them, the hope of glory. And they knew, I'm the richest of men. I'm the richest of women. God has made his home in me. And they were filled with faith, hope, and love. And it changed their life. And they were able to, as the parable called them, you know, described to say, this man came upon this great treasure in the field, the most beautiful thing he's ever seen. And he hid the treasure, but he bought the field in order to possess the treasure. And this is what the parable is describing, the amazing value, even though it's hidden in many places, the inestimable value, and that it's worth everything. What Christ has done in you, if you're baptized into Christ, what he's done in you is of inestimable value. It's the greatest treasure. It's a treasure in an earthen vessel. And the Holy Spirit wants us to come away with the Lord daily and to be quiet and to listen so he can show us and reveal to us this treasure, because this will be the foundation of our life, our joy, our peace, and our freedom. Friends, let's walk in it. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. Or subscribe to our podcast.